I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, there's a fishing boat that is missing off of Cape Cod this morning. Sean Arsenault and his girlfriend went out on Sunday morning and haven't returned. Mm. The first sign that there was something wrong was the boat's GPS washed up on the beach on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Coast Guard search is underway, but we can hear from Sam Miller, who found the GPS while walking on the beach with her dad.
I noticed in the surf there was something floating, so I went down to see what it was, and it turned out to be, we could tell it was a GPS unit off of a boat. I would like to be optimistic because the alternative is not so great, so hopefully he'll just come chugging back into the harbor and be like, what's all the fuss about?
Yeah.
So the GPS things that just come off a boat are, I thought it was part of the boat.
Well, it was, but
oh, okay.
It came off.
Clearly. And but there's so no other wreckage of the boat?
That's just all that they got.
No. All right.
Mayor Wu spoke up yesterday against the Trump administration and suggested that the border czar, Tom Homan, should take a timeout. Wu declared...
Oh, is she running Los Angeles now or the federal government or what?
Well, there were protests in Boston yesterday
okay.
as well.
All right.
But Wu declared she signed an executive order asking ICE to provide info on who they are arresting in the city. Here is Mayor Wu.
My advice to Tom Homan and ICE... is to take a time out. Reassess what you are doing and how you are doing it. A little friendly advice from the safest major city in the country.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, adults using the term time out about other adults is not, I don't like it.
Yeah, like we're not your kid.
No.
That
yeah.
feels like kind of a shot at Missoula.
Doesn't ICE yep. arrest or aren't they grabbing people who are illegal?
That yes. is the job, yes.
All right. Are they grabbing people who are legal and yeah. is that why there's this whole backlash?
No. We can delve into this further on your podcast.
Right. Well, I mean, it was okay. in the news. I asked a question.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I understand. Right. I love your news questions.
Well, I mean,
one of my favorite parts.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
show.
I want to learn about
it. Some people are worried that is happening.
All right, so yeah. I want to yes. learn about it.
Very creepy story up next.
Okay.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Is it the rapid rise of the follower count of Leah Anthony on social media that is no?
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
No, it
okay.
is not.
Well, yeah, I would have been in the big leagues myself. I tore my ACL in high school.
I mean, her numbers are skyrocketing.
Yeah, the show started to now, we're up to over 7,000.
Wow.
It was at 6,000 when the show started.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. All right.
37-year-old Gregory Matos, a registered sex offender, was caught filming a woman trying on bathing suits in a Target on Monday in Wareham.
Oh,
the woman told police that a man held a cell phone over the fitting room stall door when she was inside, and then security footage that they pulled showed Gregory following the woman into the fitting room. He was arrested. Here's some courtroom audio from WCVB.
She was positive that she was being filmed. He exited the fitting room 4 minutes after entering and then left the store without purchasing anything.
Gross.
Sickos.
Yeah, sicko is the word, Wiggy. Lock him up.
Yeah.
Would you allow a family member anywhere right now to go into a changing room?
Probably not. Like
I wouldn't do it. Just go home, try it on. If it doesn't fit, bring it back.
Yeah. We go to Florida for the next story.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Tough one for 21-year-old Sultan Alnofe. He called 911 because he claims he lost money at the Oz Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, this is a Jackson.
Yeah.
If you have a bad interaction at a business... And then you call the police about it.
Correct.
That's the weirdest moment of 2025 for this show.
Yeah.
The calling the police.
Because the dollar store said they were open till 10 and it was 9:50 when they closed.
Yeah.
So this guy had an unfortunate interaction at the Oz Gentleman's Club.
Yeah, he said he lost some money. Okay. So when officers talked to him, he said that he paid a worker $300 for sex, but didn't get the sex.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now, this
it's a breach of contract.
Well, he didn't know that there was no sex in the champagne room, Wiggy.
Well, apparently. She must have told him something that made him think there was.
Well, now this is my question for you guys, because prostitution is illegal in Florida. Mm-hmm. He reportedly smelled of booze and he was arrested early Sunday morning. He's facing charges for misuse of a 911 system, not even prostitution.
Yeah. Okay.
Or soliciting.
Or soliciting.
Soliciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants his money back.
Yeah.
Dope. Okay.
The defense and prosecution in Karen Reed's trial told Judge Bev they expect to be able to wrap up Friday and give the jury the case.
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So this will be good.
Our long national nightmare of trial number two could be over.
Yes. Yesterday was another day about the Lexus, speed. There were a lot of numbers being thrown around. But they did have one big moment for the defense. We can hear from Prosecutor Hank Brennan questioning Dr. Lopresati about the speed of the Lexus when determining that she believes John O'Keefe's injuries didn't come from a car.
All right. Did you look at any of the data evidence from the defendant's Lexus?
No, other than looking at the contours of the back to see if it had impacted Mr. O'Keefe.
When you were doing differential diagnosis, did you look at any information that would tell you what the speed of that impact may have been or allegedly was?
Well, it didn't hit him, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. Okay. So you didn't care to know anything about the car, the data in the car, because you had already formed your opinion?
It did not hit him, so it was not relevant to my opinion.
Is that
By looking at the body, I could tell that there was no evidence of impact with a vehicle. Whether the vehicle was going slow or fast is not relevant.
And so you didn't try to get any information about the speed of the vehicle? It was totally irrelevant to you?
Correct.
That's what I just said.
Oof.
Yeah.
Friday.
Interesting.
Now, do we think that this is going to be a long deliberation for the jury?
I don't know.
What do you think? You're the other one watching it 24/7.
Well, the first time, how many days was it?
It was a few days, yeah. I think, the first time.
I think that this one's going to be speedy.
It'll be quicker? You think it'll be speedy?
Yeah.
Is that good for the defendant or not? I never know.
What was OJ's?
OJ's was pretty quick.
Yeah, I think it usually...
Yeah, it can be good for the defendant when it's quick. But okay. All right.
The lawyers for R. Kelly are saying that their client's life is in danger behind bars as they've uncovered evidence of government wrongdoing by prosecutors in Chicago and New York. They're filing an emergency motion for his release in North Carolina. Now, in the emergency motion filed with the court, it includes a declaration from a fellow inmate, Michael Stein, who alleges three prison officials instructed him to kill R. Kelly.
Damn.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Oh, my Lord.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, do you have your passport? Did you get your shoes?
girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America.
Imagine how screwed up R. Kelly would have been by the change in the real ID, Curtis.
Oh, that would have been tough.
Because he would have had to get all of the ladies a new real ID as opposed to just the passport.
Yeah. Right.
Given and the shots.
Given the behavior of people all over this country, doesn't it just feel absurd that we have to go through this process for a real ID?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get your real ID?
And just a reminder for those who may not be keeping up, he's serving a 30-year sentence.
Said he wants to be able to do it, serving it from his crib now.
Yes.
Because they're trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Careful,
yeah, he wants a house arrest.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll end with Match.com. They just released its 14th annual Singles in America report. And 1 in 4 singles are using AI to help with dating. 16% are using AI as a romantic companion.
What does that mean?
They're dating their AI robot.
Right.
Really?
So it's you know, they're talking to AI.
That has to just be men, right? Like, there's no way a woman is that.
Nah, depraved. Women are weird too, though.
I don't think so. I think
the majority is men, but there are probably some women.
I don't understand that. Like, they're interacting with them all day.
Yes.
On a device.
Yes. Right. Yep.
Okay, and like telling them like what their problems of the day were.
Yeah, they might be able to like sext.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
With it.
Okay.
The people that date AI spend their mornings in Twitch.
Now, 40% of people dating are saying that using AI as a romantic companion is cheating.
Oh, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
So.
Okay.
I mean.
So if you're in a relationship and then you're having a second relationship with artificial intelligence, that is cheating.
Wow.
Huh.
I don't think it is.
You wouldn't?
It's not a person.
No. What if Santa were having a whole other relationship with an AI being? Mm. I mean, I.
Okay, so
that's a good point.
People watch porn.
Yeah, but porn's different, though. You don't have a connection there.
Neither do you with an AI machine.
No, but
machine.
He's saying an AI, he's telling the AI about his problems, how you're not treating him right, and the AI is reciprocating like, well, you should probably.
So say, okay,
you don't do that in porn.
You could talk to a therapist about problems you're having, or you could talk to AI. Like, the fact that.
But you don't sex with your therapist.
No, right. I know, but you brought up your problems. I don't think
it's
that it's cheating.
It's not real, though. It's not like a real relationship.
Right.
Yeah, we are doomed.
Right.
I just think that it would be an ick,
I mean,
and it would probably end the relationship, not because it's cheating.
Can your AI companion dump him out? No.
No.
I mean.
But I guess if you get it.
Nope.
I don't think it's a real. I mean, I guess it.
I had never heard it used in that way. That
no,
dump him out meant your boobs.
First,
boob watch.
Is that a main thing? Mm.
But if you get the AI software and you put it into a AI bot. I guess you could get everything you need, right?
Huge boobs.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Joining us now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Get the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and we say good morning to our pal Nick Costos. Hi, Nick.
What's going on, guys? I agree with Curtis. We're doomed. I'm never going to let my daughter near a smartphone, like ever.
Yeah.
And I also dated an AI companion back in the day. It was called the Spice Channel. It was awesome.
The 24B. Spice Channel?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. So when I grew up in Queens on Time Warner Cable, it was Channel 63.
Yep.
I don't even know if I should like to. I mean, I don't even think I should tell the story on the air.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think you should.
All right. Well, I've done it on my show before, so I guess it doesn't really matter. So when you would go past the channel, because it would be blocked off, right? Same thing for like wrestling pay per views. Mm-hmm. You would see it for like the most split of split seconds.
Yep.
So of course, in my perverted 12-year-old, 11-year-old brain at the time, if you figured out if you just sat there and just went 6-3, 6-3, 6-3, 6-3, 6-3 over and over and over again, you'd actually be able to watch.
Oh. So it was sort of scrambled, but you were able to circumvent the scramble.
Well, I mean, it's like when you're younger, it's like all it takes is like a gust of wind, So
you get a little bit of a. Yeah. We used to have Spice Channel was 24B, and then you had the ability to jimmy rig the cable boxes, and it would be squiggly, and so you could get a little bit of squiggly.
It's like an Office Space Channel 3. It's the breast exam.
I remember it. 24B.
There was Skinamax.
Yeah. But Spice was the first.
Spice was a pioneer.
Yeah, they were the first.
Yes, they were.
Playboy was Channel 62. Spice was Channel 63. Yeah. I remember liking Spice more.
Oh yeah, Spice.
And I can't remember why. I just liked it
because Spice was more raunchy. Playboy Channel was like.
Was weak. Soft.
Yeah, it was like watching Emmanuel 6 at night. But
I love how like Greg's like oh soft, like you didn't do the same thing, man. Come on.
No, I did.
Or do it now. Stop it.
Or now. Yeah.
He had by to call way, collect to a sex hotline.
Great season from your Knicks, by the way.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yes. Not bad. We beat your guys. That's awesome. But I thought they made the right move in firing the coach. So I agreed with that. And I like the direction of the team moving forward now.
Okay.
Oh, you're gonna get Giannis.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sean,
I don't think so.
You should ask Nick what he would do when it comes to the buyout on that parlay.
Oh, yeah. So, Nick, there's this the kid on the is going around the internet. He had like a $13 champions parlay, five-leg parlay. He hit the first three, and he's down to the Thunder and the Oilers to win their respective titles. The cash out at one point got up to $127. I think at last check it was right around $107,000. Would you just take the cash out, or are you just going to let it ride?
Well, I'll say this always because I get asked this question a lot about, like, what do I cash out? It really comes down to the person's individual financial situation, right? If you don't need the money, then I think that you should obviously let it ride. But if you're someone where $107,000, like, could potentially make you, like, you could help you put a down payment on a house, or maybe you have a job and you don't make a lot of money, or you're out of work at the time. There are a bunch of different examples you can give, right? And you need that money, then yeah, like, take the money. Absolutely. But if you're in a position where you don't necessarily need that money, then I would definitely let it ride, especially with that bet, where I think the Thunder will almost certainly win the championship, and Edmonton's down in the series, but Edmonton could easily win game four tomorrow night and then have home ice advantage again. So I think it really all depends on the individual person that's placing the bet, like their risk tolerance and their financial situation. I don't think this is a catch-all where 100% of people should do X or Y.
So someone like Greg should just let it ride.
Yeah, I mean, you've hit on Greg's income and his age already. What's going on with you two?
I destroyed him in the match. That I embarrassed him in a 9-hole match. He was done after 5.
Well, I mean, well, Greg's rich, so he probably plays more golf, Shine.
Really. No, I don't get out there as much as I used to. How are you wagering the Open at Oakmont?
I will not BS you guys or the audience and tell you that I'm the world's biggest golf bettor, or at least handicapper. But the good news is we have a lot of really smart people that come on my show that give their expert opinions. So whether they're professional bettors or professional analysts. And what I can tell everybody is, you know, Scottie Scheffler presents such a conundrum, right? Because he's the clear favorite at the top of the board. This is a Tiger Woods price for Scottie Scheffler. Plus 275 in a major golf tournament is absolutely wild. But you look at his recent run of form and you can understand why the price is what it is. So if this is a like water gun to your head situation and you need to pick a winner to save your life, I think you'd probably pick Scottie Scheffler. But because we're betting, right, and we're trying to make more money, and then look, maybe you're out there and you're just like, I want to win money, and I'm willing to bet a plus 275 in a four-day golf tournament, I would suggest if you want to bet Scheffler, wait till after Friday, after a bunch of people miss the cut, and Scheffler has to beat less people to win the tournament. The price may be the same on Scottie Scheffler. So I wouldn't bet Scottie Scheffler what we call pre-flop before the tournament starts. I think if you're looking to get away from Scheffler, the PGA guys have proven to be like a total disaster. They're not really competitive as a concern, Scottie Scheffler. Rory kind of looks like he's checked out. I would have no interest in betting Rory, which leads us to the LIV guys. And this is really square, but again, we're trying to win, right?
Yeah.
I would take a look at Bryson at plus 750. He's the second choice, and his game fits this course. And I would also take a look at John Rahm at plus 1,200. Mm. If you're looking for a longer shot down the board, I can tell you that a golf bettor that I really respect has bet Harris English at 80-1 to win this tournament.
H-E, baby.
I'm not saying that he's definitely going to win, just that someone I really respect thinks that he's more alive than the betting market would indicate.
Nick, were you going to go? Okay,
well, I was just going to ask because I'm looking to capitalize on the most money, Nick, as usual. So obviously I'm looking at parlays and I'm looking at bogeys because if we get like a round one bogey.
I got nothing.
It's also crazy the bet that you're talking about.
No. But what is it?
It's no bogey. It's like bogey free open. It's the most, it's the most ludicrous bet.
Well, yeah, the problem with it is that. Yeah, like the winning score is going to be over par.
It's never happened before, I don't believe.
That one's crazy, but if I just break it down, like Scottie Scheffler round one, no bogey. I don't know.
What's the price?
Yeah, what are you getting for
plus that? Plus 1,200.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like he's, I mean, look, I'm not going to, I'm never going to tell someone not to bet a long shot because what if it hits? But like the rough at this, at Oakmont. Yeah. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can happen. I personally would not bet on it, but I'll never tell someone to not bet a long shot. So go for it if you want. I think you're probably going to lose, but it's your money, not
Adam
mine.
Scott has better odds, but it's like plus 3,300.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, well, Adam, he sucks.
I know, but exactly. but you know
so
what?
He's gonna bogey.
I want someone to root for.
Yeah, don't be betting bogey free rounds.
You just want to watch Adam Scott because he's handsome.
I'll tell you what, he is handsome.
Yes.
That is true.
He
also uses that. He uses that stupid putter, like the cheater putter.
Greg, we've come on to something.
Yeah.
Who's Courtney's favorite Red Sox?
Is
Liam Hendricks.
It's all about the accent. Adam Scott, Liam Hendricks.
The most handsome Red Sox is Jaron Duran, right?
I would agree.
I mean,
I was watching Sunday Night Baseball the other night, and they were doing the interview with him. I was like, this guy's really handsome.
Yeah, yeah, he probably Jaron does all right with the ladies.
Well, you can't offer a personal opinion on that.
Yeah, I don't judge men on their looks.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't judge men on their looks. I judge men
on. You can't acknowledge that another man is handsome, which is a weird thing.
No,
I'll be honest. It's a little weird.
Yeah, it is. I judge him. You know how I judge it, Nick? I judge it based on he looks like he does eye with the ladies.
Right.
So that's kind of the way
but you're saying the same thing.
Right. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
There's a difference there.
No, there isn't.
Pause.
There's a difference between saying, oh, he looks good.
But I didn't say he looks good like that.
Versus he looks like he does eye with the ladies.
I didn't say, oh, he looks good. That's not what I said. I said he's handsome.
Isn't that saying he looks good?
No, he looks good as a different connotation to it.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Sox-Yankees series this weekend?
I'll say this about the Red Sox, and I'm going to look something up quickly I want to get the right stat. So the Red Sox are three games under right now, right, at 33 and 36. Their run differential, they're actually plus 17 run differential, which would indicate that they're, and the same thing with the Braves. The Braves are 10 games under. They have a positive run differential, which would indicate to me that the Red Sox are, and I think this is no surprise to Red Sox fans, because the manner that they lose these games, these one-run games, blowing leads at the ends of games, like, they're better than the record indicates. Now, I'm not going to panic as a Yankee fan because the Red Sox won the series and say Boston's better than the Yankees. Like, they're not. And to the Red Sox fans, like, don't worry, you're going to get what you want when the Yankees lose in October and Aaron Judge hits 120. But I do think the Red Sox are in line for a much better rest of the season. And I'm happy that they finally called Roman Anthony up because we need some excitement in Major League Baseball. So I like that.
Is it worth it to take a look at him for Rookie of the Year, even though there may
be concerns? Yeah, so I think he's really far behind. And the problem with AL Rookie of the Year, and I'll do like 20 seconds on this to be quick, when Jack Caglione got called up by the Royals, what, like a week and a half ago at this point, he was Roman Anthony before Roman Anthony, like a week earlier, right? Highly touted prospect. The problem with those two, and they're both really exciting, is that Jacob Wilson of the Athletics is basically like mini Ichiro. He's not Japanese, but I mean, the way that he hits the baseball is insane. And he's a massive favorite to win the award. He's minus 550, and he should be. So it's not just like great, Roman Anthony can be awesome. He has to be awesome and better than Jacob Wilson and make up the difference that Jacob Wilson has put between him and the field. I would not look to bet either of those guys at price. I think Wilson's very likely to win the award.
Nick, for me, I think what most people want to know, and it's the future bet, Who should I lay my money on Super Bowl champs this year?
Oh,
or the wild wild card potential team?
Okay.
Oh, okay. So what's the question? All right, those are two different questions.
All right, so
you
I would
a
say
long shot. You a long shot.
Yeah, give me the long shot. That
a Super
has,
Bowl long shot.
Yeah, that has a chance though. I'm not like
okay. Let's go. Oh, I love that you asked this question. Okay, so I really like this. Is not going to be my answer, but I just want to say I really like the Broncos this year. Mm. I think Denver has a chance to be. Probably not as good as Kansas City, but I think Denver is going back to the playoffs this year. Mm. But I don't think you can make the case for Denver to win the Super Bowl year two of Bo Nix. It could happen. I think it's really unlikely. And how it would happen, it would be like when the Seahawks won year two with Russell Wilson on the strength of an awesome defense, and Denver's defense has a chance to be great. Remember, they drafted Jadae Barron in the first round, and their three corners are all awesome. But because Nix is a little inexperienced, we'll go away from Denver, but I want to give you another AFC team towards the in that range on the odds board. And let's go with the Houston Texans at 35-1. So Houston kind of fits the stat profile of a team that we like to win the Super Bowl. A team that finished really high the season before in either offensive or defensive DVOA, which is like an advanced NFL metric. I don't claim to understand it, but I do use it. Like, I know how to apply it. So Houston's defense last year was crazy good. And there's no reason to believe that the defense won't, pending health, won't be awesome again. Defensive head coach and D'Amico Ryans. The problem last year for Houston was its offense. Like, Stroud took a step back in his second season. The offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, was an absolute clown. They fired Bobby Slowick, so he's gone. So I don't know anything about the new offensive coordinator. His first name's Nick, so I like him. But he can't be worse than Bobby Slowick. So you have a new offensive coordinator. They shipped out a couple guys on the offensive line in an effort to kind of remake and provide better protection for Stroud. If you get Stroud back to where he was as a rookie, with the defense that they had last year, this is a team with monster potential. Now, like, on paper, are they as good as the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Ravens? No. But I'd rather take them over Buffalo and Baltimore, given those two teams, the losing that they've done in the postseason with coach and quarterback. So this is actually a bet that I like, is the Texans at 35-1.
Wow. Last one, because we got to run, and I know you got to work, but 8.5 wins, Pats, over or under?
Yeah, that number's gotten bet up.
Okay.
And now we're at, is that right, 8.5? That's what it is?
Chime?
At last check it was. I'll double check right now. Hold on. Oh.
So basically your bet now is for the Patriots to finish above or below 500. And I'm bullish on the Pats. And Greg, I think I came on your show after the Pats hired Vrabel, and I said immediately, this is the second best team in the division. The Jets are going to be terrible with Justin Fields. And I know Wiggy loves Justin Fields, which is weird because he's awful. and I think the Dolphins have disaster potential. So the Patriots, are going to come in second in the division. Now, betting on them to win 9 games, finish above 500 in year two here, I think is probably a little much. I guess like I would go under, but only slightly. Like, I think they're going to be pretty good, and I think the future is way bright for the Patriots with Drake May.
Right, love to hear it. Huh? Nick, thank you, as always, for taking the time for us. We so appreciate it. And make sure you check out You Better You Bet. Nick is an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider, and Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Would you wish anything for us before you depart?
Yes, I would wish for everyone to watch my show on Peacock and NBC Sports Now every single day, in addition to listening to it. And hope and wish everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Let's go Thunder tonight, and let's go Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Nick. Joining us at 9, Lou Merlone on the Boston Red Sox.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.